Racing, Typhoon Sammy got a good getaway. More Sources showing pace and going up on the inside was Hilltop Jonah. Ferdinand Boy in between them. Round the outside goes Power of JD with a run. Well back was Earn the Answers there with Lala Kiwi and Indy Honey coming up to the corner. Typhoon Sammy's had to work hard, but he's just in front. Hilltop Jonah trying to go with him and Power of JD down the outside. Typhoon Sammy. Typhoon Sammy wins the cup from Power of JD. Close up Hilltop Jonah, Ferdinand.
So the Trailgun Cup, it's a new look track. And they just started racing on it in the last 3 to 4 weeks, and they had their cup meeting there last night. Typhoon Sammy led all of the way. He's very quick, we all know that, for one of our best trainers in Jason Thompson, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, Jason. Congratulations.
Yeah, no, thanks, Gareth. It was, very good win, and he probably, oh, I don't know whether he deserved it, he had to earn it, but it was good to see the dog, you know, win a group race.
Now, what happened? Because I was on this show. In fact, we did our Saturday morning format yesterday because it was Australia Day, and I was talking to George Ferrugia, and your dog, Typhoon Sammy, was scratched. And then I looked at the fields mid-afternoon, and he was back in the field.
Yeah, look, there was a bit of drama unfolded yesterday morning. Like I normally do every day, just probably about 8 o'clock, quarter past 8, I just scanned through the fields and see when we're racing if there's any scratchings in any of the races, just to sort of have a look and see where we might end up if there's any scratchings. And there was, didn't see any. And just by fluke, I happened to look at about, quarter to nine, and just to sort of have a scan through. I don't normally do it at that time, and scan through and just see if there's any more scratchings at Terrelgan. And I got to race 7, and I thought I was seeing things, that Typhoon Sammy was scratched, to my shock, because obviously we never scratched the dog, and there was no reason for him to be out. And got the shock of my life to see him out, and in turn rang the GRV to find out what was going on. And their answer to me was that the owner wasn't registered, which he was, and sort of put the ball back in their court to get it organised to find, get the dog reinstated, because it was through no fault of anybody's other than the glitch in the system, the fast track system, that scratched the dog. And luckily, through work done by the people in at the GRV, got him reinstated. And it really could have been a disaster, because if it wasn't picked up, we would have just turned up at the track with the dog, unbeknownst that the system had taken him out, and it just wouldn't have been a good look whatsoever. It was something that, should never have happened. And luckily for us, the dog ended up getting reinstated, and Julie won the race. So a disaster was luckily avoided.
Yeah, because he was still out when we were having a chat to George about 5 to 10, and I think the market was suspended. And I think the bookies were reframing the market because he was the favourite, but it would have caught, they would have been confused as well. So I guess everybody was lucky in a way that they were able to fix the problem pretty quickly. And I don't know how they got that done with the laws of racing. You can take, because the other dog was in the field, the emergency.
Yeah. I mean, look, it was obviously frustrating for a lot of people involved, because, we've got the favourite for the race, looking forward, to the final, and then through none of our doing, the dog's scratched.
Yeah.
So that's our side of it. Then you've got Steve White, who's got the first reserve, got a run, all excited, drawn where he wants to be, thinking that he's going to go there with a real live chance in Power of Buddy. And, then, of course, it's completely changed. You've got people betting on the race. You've got, obviously, the favourite. It's a major race for the day, if not the week, in Victoria. And, for this to happen, it is very disappointing. And luckily, like I say, a disaster was avoided. Yeah. But things like this shouldn't happen. And it was a mistake. And, obviously, you learn from your mistakes. But too many mistakes can end up being big problems. And this could have, could you just imagine if the dog didn't go around, and, he had every right to go around, but was wrongly scratched.
But he did go around in the end, for the punters that backed him. He started around $3. So he gets the job done in the Traralgon Cup. He was unlucky not to make the Melbourne Cup. He was the dog that dead heated, of course, in the Melbourne Cup. And unfortunately, you still miss out on a start. Oh, no, you didn't dead heat in the Melbourne Cup. You won your heat.
Yeah, we won. We were beginning to think this dog was just a complete jinx. He's the only dog in the history of ground racing to have won a Melbourne Cup heat and didn't get a run in the final. And we make the final of the Traralgon Cup, break the track record, draw where we want to be drawn. Favourite for the race. And unbeknownst to us, the morning of the race, we find out that he's scratched. We were about to give up on the dog.
It was jinxed, all right. So what happens now with him? Do you think that there's a big win in him? There's the Meadows Carnival coming up once again, highlighted by that Australia Cup. And then you got a couple of million-dollar chases. The Golden Easter Egg's not far away as well. So do you think there's a big race in him this year?
Look, to be honest, I think when we've tested him over 500, even though he won a heat of the Melbourne Cup, he probably, I don't think, was at his best going around over 500. So we're not going to go for the Australia Cup or any of the races at the Meadows and stick to half circle racing. There's a feature race at Bulleye Sunday fortnight, the heats are. So we'll probably head to Bulleye, and then straight after that you've got the Horsham Cup, and then not long after, leads into the Warrnambool Cup. So I think for the dog's best interest, and he enjoys half circle racing. I mean, his record shows that even though he's performed good over 500, I think his best racing is going to be on a half circle at this stage, and I think we'll just keep him to where he's best served and, just stick to the half circle racing.
You had a couple of your superstars compete at Ballarat last night. True Kalinda finished third, and Immunity tasted success.
Yeah, look, looking forward to both those bitches going into the Australia Cup, particularly Immunity. She's coming back from a 10-week break, and that was her second run back last night at Ballarat. She was really good winning last night, I thought, on a pretty wet track, trapped wide and worked hard and still got the job done. So, wrapped with her, and True Kalinda was a bit unlucky, but they're going to be more suited to going around the Meadows, and really looking forward to the Australia Cup with those two.
What's your best tonight at Sandown? You've got Decimate, that's a $1.60 favourite, but you got a few other chances there.
Yeah, look, I think Jimmy in the last is good value at $3. Yeah, I think it's the sort of race. He's new to 500-metre racing. First ever 500 was on Sunday at Sandown and went well. I think if he backs up from that run, which there's no reason why he shouldn't, he pulled up really well. I think he's good value at $3 in a $6 race.
Now, his siblings have been doing all of the hard work while he's been getting engaged and riding winners up there in Queensland. But I was looking at social media there last night, and Benny Thompson's just joined the party once again, jumped on the bandwagon here, Jace. Right.
Yeah, couldn't have put it any better. If there's a camera to find or a microphone around, he's like just a magnet to those things. And we did say when he was on his way there, if the dog gets beat, well, we're blaming you. But he sort of got a bit of an uncanny knack when he turns up at a dog meeting. They tend to go pretty good. So yeah, I think his good luck has continued.
Oh, sensational. Well, you need to win a few races to pay for this wedding anyway, Jace.
Oh, he's got plenty.
Okay. Got plenty. Good on you, mate. Thanks for that, and good luck tonight, and especially with the carnivals coming up. And well done there with Typhoon Sammy.
No worries. Thanks, Gareth.